WDJZ 1530 AM, Festival Italiano with me, John LaBarca, at 367-4395. Call now, say hello to Johnny. I've got this for you. Perry Como, and this is a beautiful song, and at many Jewish weddings, this is the husband and wife song. It's called
Because You Come to Me with Not Save Love and Hold My Hand and Lift Mine Eyes Above a Wider World of Hope and Joy I See. Because you come to me, because you speak to me in accents sweet, I find the roses waking round my feet, and I am led through tears and joy to thee. Because you speak to me, because God made thee mine, I'll cherish thee. Light and darkness through all time to be, and pray His love may make our love divine, because God.
Pioggia, tu che puoi creare con la... voce, tu pensi i pensieri della gente, poi di Dio c'è solo Dio. Vivere, nessuno mai ce l'ha insegnato. Vivere, non si può vivere senza passato. Vivere è bello anche se non l'hai chiesto mai. Una canzone ci sarà, qualcuno te la canterà. Non vivi questa sera, perché non vivi ora, perché la vita non è vita, perché non l'hai vissuta.
Does that do it for you? My mother would say chicken skin time. It gives you that chicken skin. It's hair just stands up on my neck, my arms, all over my body. Yeah. Anyway, listen, it's a beautiful song, and I put it in my new album called John LaBarca's Family Album, soon to be available. Call us right now at free call, 877-377-8838. Here's the great late Ronnie Gaylord.
Fills me through and through, amore mio. And even when I'm gone, the thought of you begins to do things to me, and the feeling just goes on and on. And I got to feel your touch, amore mio. You never know how much, amore mio. And if I had Aladdin's lamp and I could make one wish come true, I would spend forever loving you. So live your life with me, amore mio, and it will always be amore mio. And every try to prove the words I say over again and over again. Amore mio. Questo mondo ci sei solo tu.
So that man was a genius, the late, great Ronnie Gaylord, Ronaldo Fred Dinelli. Bert Holliday's still going with Ronnie Sr., and the Gaylords still live today, and Bert will be my guest very soon. He's traveling the country with a great team. Dick Contino and the accordion, and Pete Barbeauty, an incredible comedian who's fronted Sinatra so many times and many other great performers. Pete Barbeauty is a very, very funny man, and I got very sad news today. One of my biggest listeners going back well over 25, 30 years, this show started in Long Island, in Islip, Long Island, back in 1972. This young little boy here, John LaBarca, accidentally got into a deal where the general manager of that station at the time said, hey, the other guy who did the Italian show left. You're Italian. You could do it. And I said, what? I'm a kid who was born in Brooklyn, youngest of four boys. He says, yeah, talk about your family, dopey. That's all. But I said, I don't speak Italian that well. I still don't. But give me a week in Italy and I'm fine. I could read Italian. It's really weird, you know, because I'm out of practice. The thing is, to learn Italian properly, you got to be forced to learn and converse. And once you get into conversational Italian, the rest is easy. And you got to think. You got to think Italian. And that's the key. Right? But Rose Zacco, Grandma Rose, has so many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. God bless your soul. You know, you want these wonderful people to live forever. I wanted my mother. She lived to 92, and I was still shocked when I got that phone call that she passed on Columbus Day of all days. So I would never forget the day she died. To the Zacco family, with all my love and respect, and I'll miss Rosie because she always made sure she called and gave us the names. So,
in nome di Dio, benedici.
Thank you. You were an altar boy, weren't you, Elliot? Yes. Elliot Storm is with us, the man who wrote the book These Scars Are Sacred. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. Singing for me and my gal.
Stay alive.
Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going. And for weeks they've been sewing. Every Susie and Sal, they're congregating. For me and my gal.
Stay alive.
For me and my gal. And sometime I'm gonna build a little home for two, for three or four or more in Loveland for me and my gal.
Johnny, we got to get you on YouTube. People got to see what's going on.
No,
in here.
They don't. They don't have to see any of this.
Oh, yes, they do.
All I was saying that the bells are ringing. That was a movie with Judy Holliday and Dean Martin, and that was the first movie I saw at Radio City Music Hall. My father and mother took me to. That was the first movie I saw at Radio City, and I said, "Ooh, I like this place," and I worked there for many years. Anyhow, I'm getting off the trail. Yeah.